Welcome to the conference call. This is Dr. Bill Blatchford, co-author of Playing Your A-Game, and tonight we are interviewing Dr. David Ward. Dr. Ward is one of our clients. We've been with David about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. Dr. Ward had a very busy practice, similar to a lot of dentists. He was a victim of his own success. He was doing almost $1 million, slightly between 900 and a million. He had a very large staff, I believe 12 people, including an associate, an abundance of new patients. David practices in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. And today, David is producing considerably more than that. As a matter of fact, I'll let him tell you how much. But I think the important things about Dr. Ward's practice is he has dramatically increased his net income. Dr. Ward,
yes.
Why don't you give us a little thumbnail sketch of where your practice was 2 years ago before you started to work with Blatchford Solutions in our coaching program?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one of the things that was interesting that you mentioned was the amount of money that the office makes. Right now we're about $1.5 million, and that always seemed like the most important thing to me was the gross amount of money, the total amount per year getting better and better. But in fact, when I met you, I was finding that the more that the office was making, the more difficult it was to live the lifestyle and do the kind of dentistry that I wanted to, and also be happy and productive in what I was doing. So where we were was we had a very large staff. We had a lot of confrontation between different staff people because, as you know, we didn't have a real team, so that was very difficult with people going in different directions, having different ideas about the way things should be going. And I had kind of lost control of the practice, not only in terms of my dental care, but also of the people that were working with me. So I
David, if I interrupt for a moment.
Go ahead.
I think that part of the strife was caused by having too many people and no clear direction coming from the top?
There's no question. I was always trying to be the nice guy, not only to my patients, but also to my staff people, trying to appease them and make sure that everything that I did was always in their best interest. And certainly I was trying to have a good life for myself, but the size of the staff became overwhelming, not just because of the number of staff, but also because of the headaches that go along with having a very large number of people, because I find it difficult at times when you have a larger group to control and try to make everybody satisfied with the way things are going. And of course, I had no vision, so to speak, of what I really wanted to do. Basically, the practice had control of me. I'm running in 10 different directions, oral exams and patchwork dentistry. And of course, we've changed that now, and it's much more of an enjoyable pace because of the many different systems that you helped me to put into place.
Well, David, if I were to ask you, one of the things that we worked on quite a bit was your leadership skills. How would you sum up what you've done in the area of leadership that's helped the practice?
Well, as I mentioned before, it's nice to be a nice guy, and it's nice to have your staff people liking you, but it often is you end up missing the boat in terms of leadership, because by trying to be everything to all people, you end up not being focused on the things that are important to you. So what was most helpful for me was simply to find out what exactly was my goal in the first place, because in order to lead people, you have to know exactly where you want to go.
You're still a nice guy, because I talked to your staff today on the phone, and they're just excited to have you on this call. So
yeah, I mean, and the nice part is that the team members we have now are truly, truly happy. And most of the people everybody we've had have been with me for 14 years. So there's not a single person who's been with me for a short time. I've been blessed with some very, very good team members. And even when I reduce the staff size, it's been a very positive experience for all of those that stayed with me. And so, you know, we've focused our attention on the vision and deciding what type of dentist I wanted to be. Instead of having the practice lead me, I'm now leading the practice.
Excellent. So then now, if we look at the characteristics of people in our book, Playing Your A-Game, that were successful, and we look at several characteristics, number one, I believe, is leadership. And part of that was you deciding, again, to take control of your practice and recognizing that leadership is sometimes a bit of a lonely position in that it's not always about approval of everyone. You had to set the direction, and by doing that, you were able to reduce the number of staff members considerably. Secondly, you've changed quite a bit the way that you do dentistry today. I know you've taken several courses since we started to work together, and actually clinical courses, and have changed the way you do dentistry.
Well, one of the things that I realized back in the days past was that I was never able to really focus on treating the patient's best interest because I was always so busy. And so I decided, with your recommendation, to take some courses that would not only improve my skills but also my knowledge, and particularly in the area of cosmetic dentistry. It is a very popular type of dentistry right now. I'm not planning on ever becoming, you know, just a cosmetic dentist. I think that I enjoy all aspects of dentistry, and I've just, you know, even over the last year and a half that we've been together, I've been fine-tuning what are the things that I really enjoy doing and also what are profitable for me. So by doing the things that are enjoyable, the things that are profitable, and also the things that I've learned over the last 2 years from Larry Rosenthal and from the AECD and a bunch of different courses, I'm about to start an implant course. All those things give me a better opportunity to treat patients' needs without having to necessarily send them to other different dentists. But also I'm enjoying it more because I'm doing a lot of things I never thought I would do.
Now, you mentioned that you reduced your staff a little bit. How many do you have now?
Now we have five. We have two hygienists, two at the front desk, and one assistant. And one of the front desks floats around with me.
And approximately how much are you working? I know you were working longer hours.
We used to do 5.5 days, and at the time I did have an associate. So we were a little bit, one of those days I was not here. But we were here, we were open for 5.5 days, which I'm finding is not necessarily a good thing. Just because you're available a number of hours doesn't mean that you're being profitable. And that's one of the best things, is that I've cut the work day down, or the work week down, to Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. We don't do weekends, we don't do Saturdays, we don't do evenings, which is all of the things that I experimented over the years. I used to be here till 9 o'clock at night. I used to be here till 2 o'clock on Saturdays, always trying to find that extra time to see all those extra patients, but really just running around and not really being productive. Now we've got it really compressed into a profitable 15-day work week cycle. That's 15 work days in the month, correct. And we work about 120, we have 8 weeks off, 7 weeks this year and 8 weeks next year. So we've got quite a bit of time off, and we're enjoying that very much. How many exactly number of days? Well, at this point, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. So now tell me about some of the systems that you've put in place. I know you've really changed the way you schedule. You changed the way people pay you considerably. Tell us about some
Absolutely.
Of the systems you've put in place.
One of the big things for scheduling was when I had heard about it in the past about block booking. It always sounded like something that was for somebody else. But I have learned, particularly doing more comprehensive care, that it really is important to schedule your time productively. Otherwise, your time just gets away from you. So by scheduling the bigger cases and making time in the mornings for those procedures that I need more time and I need to be more focused on, makes it a lot more profitable. If you just have haphazard in your scheduling and you put all kinds of procedures in the afternoon, for example, I used to do maybe a molar root canal or something at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, that's a very difficult time to be doing that. Things can happen. Things can come up. Everybody's tired. It's just a very bad thing to be doing. So by focusing all the important, the difficult, the tiresome things in the morning, it leaves us for the afternoon that's a lot more flexible and freewheeling, and then we're always done on time. That's the most important thing, is we're finishing on time because our schedule is in control.
Great. Tell us a little bit about how you change the way people pay you.
Well, one of the things that we did was to change the number of insurances that we're participating with. Right now we just participate with Delta Dental. Before there were many, many different PPOs and Blue Cross and all those that we're participating with. And when you are doing that, it becomes very difficult to control your cash flow because you're always waiting on the insurance and then balance billing. Immediately when we started to work with you, we decided to start collecting our copayment up front. If there were larger cases, we get paid before we even start the treatment. So people now are understanding that when they come here before work, for example, we used to do crowns, and we'd maybe ask for half at the prep and half at the delivery, and naturally they'd come to the delivery and they forgot the checkbook. So now I'm waiting for the other half of the money and hoping that they will give that to me in a timely manner. As you know, many people don't do that. So now we have everything paid before the treatment started, and so we actually run a surplus rather than a constant cash crunch.
I believe you've pretty much stopped sending statements.
We have if we do, it's something that slipped through the cracks.
Yes.
Very
now,
few.
Doctor, let's talk a little bit about your staff is very happy at this point. You have 5 team members.
We do.
Bonusing on a regular basis. About how much are they bonusing on a regular basis?
Before this summer, we were averaging about $300 to $400. This past month, we had one that was $780, almost $800. So we had a very good month.
And that's per member.
That's per team member.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very pleased when those numbers come across, and they're very much part of making it happen, because they know that if they do, they will be the ones who are benefiting by it, rather than just me. If it was just me and the practice benefiting from our production and from our meeting our goals, then they wouldn't have much interest in doing the things that they're doing, which is very amazing to me, the amount of effort they put into trying to get patients to do treatment. And we've talked about this before. We're never asking anybody to do anything that isn't something we do on our own family members. It's treatment they need and that they should be doing, but we're more comfortable in asking them to consider doing some treatment.
And that still keeps your staff, total staff payroll, at just at the 20% level.
That's correct.
Rooms.
That's right.
And so the nice part about this is that even with the staff receiving these bonuses, you're still keeping your overhead right at that magic between 50 and 60% at all times.
Yeah, there's no problem giving the bonuses. There's always the money is available.
If you were to sum up in a few words how you have changed the way you present treatment, how would you describe that?
Well, it's pretty dramatic. I mean, I remember the days of trying to teach people what they needed, and now we're at the point where we ask people what they want, and it makes a very big difference, because when people are being told, you know, that something is broken and this is the way that they fix it and this is what they need, not many people like to hear that. But when you let people come to you and you just listen and let them tell you what they're looking for, whether it's just basic dentistry or whether it's more comprehensive care, it makes for a much easier time to practice and treat the patients the way, not only the way I want, but the way that they want, because they're getting the care that they want, not me pushing things on them.
Doctor, how much of your of this process is done by your team members? I know that you've really shifted some paradigms. So, I mean, one paradigm you've mentioned is the fact that no one needs dentistry. We're here to find out what they want, and we're not trying to educate them into submission.
Right.
But how much of the entire process is done by your team members?
Well, every day that passes since we've been with you and we've been, you know, working on our skills and doing our role-playing and some of the things that you taught us to do, every day I see the team members taking a bigger part and a greater share of responsibility for these things. For me, it was something that I started to practice and work on very early, and I got pretty good at it fairly quickly, but it was a little tougher for them because it wasn't necessarily something they were comfortable with. But as time has passed, they have gotten very good at it, and they're doing probably 80% of the case presentation and trying to keep me out of the way so that I don't go and spoil it, which used to be the case in the past.
I actually
mostly just come in and confirm whatever they've told the patient. I confirm that it can be done.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And again, we want to emphasize here that we would not ever present treatment that you wouldn't do on your own family members. Not about coming up with something we wouldn't do. It's just looking at what the patient wants and from a big picture, and then, of course, it's up to you to decide what would be the best way to accomplish their long-term goals. And sometimes it's the team that members know exactly what that will be, and sometimes it's the doctor has to say, that's really great, I'm glad we discovered the goal then, and I may do it slightly different, so we do it. David, tell me about the fact that you've gone from an accounts receivable to a credit balance, and really aren't sending statements anymore. Does your team talk about these easily with patients, or is this still something that we struggle with?
We don't struggle at all with that, which was very difficult for me at first, because I was always taught the doctor doesn't speak about fees. That's for those other people out there. But I've become very comfortable, and everybody in the office has been very comfortable with fees. We have learned to understand that it isn't something we need to be shying away from, and that most people appreciate it when you just are very honest and open and upfront with fees. Now, you don't have to hit the exact number, but when somebody asks how much is such and such, or, you know, give me an idea of what kind of treatment plan I'm looking at, we're able to look them straight in the eye and say, well, what is your budget? What do you think you would be willing to spend or able to spend on a certain procedure? And then we can give them an idea of if they were in the right place, and then we give them estimates and very clear from the beginning what it is we want to do, rather than giving them a whole treatment plan, x-rays, pictures, you know, picture on the bracket table, and then say, oh, and by the way, this is what it's going to cost. We give them the information first.
So money is discussed openly early on in the conversation, so
sure,
that we don't get embarrassing.
We've saved ourselves a lot of time with patients sitting there waiting for x-rays to develop, a full mouth series, you know, mounted models, and all those things that we used to do in the past if we wanted somebody to do a certain treatment. Now we've got that all taken care of. They're conscious of how much it may cost and what they're willing to spend, and if it's something that we can do. And then they go ahead, and then we do the work afterwards.
So what you're saying is you actually, it becomes a lot more comfortable for the patient because you are talking about money up front before you spend this hour and a half getting a complete exam and x-rays and sitting there after telling them, now just pretend money's not an issue and we'll wait until the end and we'll discuss the fee. It's done much earlier than that.
Very much so. That's what we do. And one of the things that the website has helped with and some of the advertising I've done is people call specifically for certain procedures that I'm talking about in the advertising and again, on the website. And so we're able to hone in and focus on the things that they're asking about and very quickly ask questions that lead us to determine whether they're either calling the right office or whether they're maybe should be looking somewhere else. That isn't to say we discard patients, but we certainly try to make sure that we're in the same page as they are.
Excellent. And so you mentioned that you're doing some advertising. I know you have a web presence that you're developing. What else are you doing in the marketing arena? I know you do some of the spa amenities inside your office internally. What are some of the things that you're doing?
Yeah, the internal marketing was something we had always done a little bit of, but we've gotten much, much better at it. Kinds of things that just make it a more pleasant experience coming here. But as far as marketing, the website was something I never had, and Einstein has helped me to develop a very beautiful website. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from it. But one of the important things is to make sure, and that comes from doing the cases that I've learned how to do, is to put before and afters of my own patients, because that's been very helpful. People respond to that very much, of seeing treatment that I've done, not somebody else's work or some basic before and after pictures that anybody can put on their website. And besides that, we also are doing a large magazine in the state, the Rhode Island Monthly, and we've made a tremendous commitment to having a presence in it. It's a full-page ad for mostly this full year. And so we're trying to get a brand developed. Rocket Dog Dental helped us develop a brand and a stationery and all kinds of things like that to help us be something that people would recognize instead of just my name. It's this branding process that we've gone through, and that's worked out very well.
Excellent. You've also mentioned two of my sponsors. Do you use Care Credit very much?
We use Care Credit all the time.
And is everybody on your team is comfortable talking about that with the patients?
Very comfortable, and actually, it's taken off amazingly. We started off last year using it. And I think we had about $30,000 the first year that people put on Care Credit. This year, we're over $150,000 that people put on Care Credit. And some of that is work that never would have gotten accomplished without Care Credit. Because
in other words, that people couldn't afford to pay.
Right. They wouldn't have considered the treatment. You know, even $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 cases where we're just doing some basic dentistry, but it's just a little more than they can afford. Many of these situations, insurance is not going to either pay or it's going to pay just a fraction of the treatment that they need. Now we just offer them care credit. We say you can spread it out over X number of months. And the amount of people, it has been a real great thing, particularly for us doing Invisalign. People have really, really taken to it with Invisalign because that's a set fee, and it's a number that most people understand and know orthodontic fees, and they're comfortable with putting it on that. And they know that they're going to get the payment spread out, and so they immediately say yes.
Great. Well, now, if I were to ask you a question that comes up often when we're doing an interview of one of the doctors and we're doing this, and, of course, we use this for an introduction to our coaching program for doctors who are contemplating working with us. What would be the one, if someone were to ask you, what is the main thing, if we were to limit you to one item that you got most from the coaching program, what would it be?
That's a tough question. Probably the one thing I've gotten most is leadership, because I think that it is not something that comes natural for many people. I think a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people struggle with the leadership, the vision, the direction that they want, not only the practice, but their life to head. And nobody can tell you what that is, but they can help you to learn the skills to find your inner leader. And everything else falls into place once that leadership gets developed, because from there you do all of the other things. You do the role playing, you do the staff downsizing or upsizing or whatever you have to do. All of the things, I think, come from that.
So leadership, I'm pleased to hear you say that, because I think that's really the key ingredient. I mean, we can do a lot of things. We can have offices with great systems and great clinical skills, and yet if the leadership is not there.
I've seen it with some of your doctors, actually, in some of the other doctors. who are great dentists, but they can't get that leadership focus. They can't get that direction in order to take their teams to the next level. I see that with dentists all over the place, particularly in my area, in my state.
How has this program affected your life outside the office?
Well, I remember the days when I was working all the time, even 6 days at one point, and it was not a fun life. I mean, it was difficult to find time for vacations, and when I was on vacation, there was the stress of knowing that patients were probably calling, things were happening. The dental practice was out of control, and it was all-consuming. And now I know that when I leave here on Thursdays at 5 o'clock, things are under control. You know, we don't have patients breaking things all over the place. We don't have patients who are constantly in pain. The number of emergencies that we've had has dramatically been reduced because of our focus on comprehensive dentistry. Some of those patients who used to call once every 3 or 4 years have now been removed from the practice either by choice or by the decisions we've made. So our life is much more relaxed. I have the time off. As I said, we're 7 weeks off this year, 8 weeks off next year. That's all paid holidays, paid time off for the team. So they're just as happy to have this time off. And and it's made my life tremendously more relaxed, pleasurable, and just more fun, because now I get to spend more time with my kids, with my wife, with my hobbies. And whereas before, it was always trying to find some little place to put something, some little time for activities that I'd like to do. Now I have the time. I have the time to go to the gym. I have the time to golf. I have the time to exercise. I have the time for the things that I never had time for.
Final question.
Okay.
Was it worth the $43,000?
It was worth double that. I honestly believe that.
I have a new invoice prepared for you, as we speak.
Well, I'll see what I could do. I believe that it was well worth the money, and it really is a fraction of the investment. When I think of between the investment I made with your coaching program and some of the other things that I've done, I have been easily able to not only pay them back, but also do many, many other things that were productive and life-changing for the practice, and still make an extremely good living, take home the $100,000 extra of net that you told me you would be able to provide for me has come to fruition, and it's made life much, much better.
Well, Doctor, I want to thank you for your time today and doing this recording for us. And I know you'll make a difference in many doctors, and I just want to tell you I've enjoyed working with you, and your enthusiasm is contagious. So,
I've enjoyed the whole process. Thank you very much.
Thank you.